Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Wrestle Talk in the D, right here on blogtalkradio.com, presented by Open Talk Radio, Open Talk 313 The Flash. I forget, for years we said Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, but it's actually, the new name is Open Talk 313 The Flash. Happy to be back with everybody tonight. The gentleman will be joining us shortly. It's a lot to talk about. In terms of wrestling, so many things are circulating right now that we're going to dive into tonight. We got to address some things with AEW. Josh has some things that he wants to get off his chest about AEW. So we're going to get him the floor right off the bat. If that's okay with Mr. Exclusive, Josh. Dominic should be joining us. Kayvon is out of commission for the show today. So we want to wish him the best. Wish him a speedy recovery. Hopefully he doesn't mind us. I don't want to put his business out there, but hopefully he doesn't mind us sending him a shout-out and hope that he feels better. Let's jump right into it. Let's bring in our brother, our resident know-it-all. That's what I'm going to call him, our resident know-it-all, Mr. Josh, or Mr. Exclusive. It's just me and you right now, Josh. What's up, brother?
Oh, not much. We can handle this.
I think we can, Josh. I think we can. I think me and you are seasoned enough to put on a good 60 to 90 minute show, just shooting you know what about wrestling.
Oh yeah. First and foremost, Kayvon, you're in our prayers, brother. Get better, stay strong, and make sure you get back at the head of that table.
Secondly,
all sports should acknowledge the passing of a legend, John Madden. God rest his soul. Thoughts and prayers out to his family.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you said that, and I'm going to let you continue on what you had to say. And let me say this. I want to thank God for giving us another chance to talk wrestling. I didn't say that earlier. But, yeah, John Madden was definitely a legend. You know, we grew up with him. If you know anything about Madden, you knew he was probably the best play-by-play broadcaster of all time. You know, he's the man behind Madden, the game, the phenomenon. So definitely it's sad to see him go. So I get you, Josh.
All right. Let's talk about the Watergate of AEW. I mean, I've heard some hypocritical bullcrap before. I've seen it in person, but how do you expect a company to have any kind of legitimacy when, first off, let's admit, okay, the guy who had the sign for Lila Rose that said, she is this dude's dad, okay, no one deserves that kind of slander, but just mere weeks before that, she's on social media literally dogging some dude who's in a wheelchair because he tweeted something out. So is that not the pot calling the kettle black?
It sure is.
I mean, that, to me, that's a slap in the face from AEW, because Tony Khan had this man taken out of the audience, and you know he paid good money because he was in the first, at least in the first couple of rows, he paid good money. He lost his ticket to see the whole show because of a sign. So now is Tony Khan. Oh, go ahead.
But Josh, as you continue on, but let me just say this. No, okay, you're not gonna always agree with what anybody says, but we can't express freedom of opinion anymore. You know, we can't. I mean, is that the most egregious thing somebody else could have said? You know, I just, what happened to freedom of speech? That's what I want to know. Is it real? Do we really have that freedom of speech? Now, was he being a jack ass for doing that? Yes. I mean, was he being a jerk for doing that? Yes. But where's the freedom of speech at? You know.
Exactly. They're called our amendments for a reason. We had them. They were given to us. The moment you take them away from us, are we just not little sheep being led to the slaughter? Yeah. And let's look at this. So I pay good money to go see a show. I have a sign that is, you know, like literally me expressing my amendment, which I have a right to because, you know, they were given to us. But then whether I pay $5, $20, $50, $100, $300, the fact of the matter is once I get ejected, you will be giving me a refund. Because not mere weeks before that, the same person who I just heckled literally was heckling somebody else who was confined to a wheelchair, and all they want to do is say, oh, you know, well, that's deleted. That's a deleted tweet, so no one's going to read it. Well, word of advice, once it goes on the net, it's always on the net. There's a thing called the cloud, and it ain't what the stone rain falls from, you dummies. You know, and to me, this is the ultimate slap in the face from a wrestling company, because Tony Khan had this man ejected, so he got penalized because of what he did, but yet Nyla Rose didn't get penalized for what she did. Is that not saying my people are better than your people, or my people are better than you? I mean, that's too much of a double standard.
Yeah, and I think the cracks are there. And Josh, what you're doing tonight is something that needs to be done, you know, because there's a whole large community of fanboys that don't want to see the real in AEW. Now, at least with us, with WWE, we can be critical of them. Even though we are fans of that company, we are still able to be critical of them. Now, AEW fans, they need to learn how to be critical of AEW, because there are some holes in AEW. Like, there are holes that need to be, that will be exposed, and that are being exposed. And that's Tony Khan throwing his weight around. You know, people get on Vince McMahon for kicking people out that's wearing a shirt that he doesn't approve of, or stuff like that, you know. But nobody seems to want to get on Tony Khan. And Tony Khan has done a lot of crappy stuff over the last few months that nobody wants to talk about, you know. Definitely hypocritical. And this is a company that talks about equality, right? Equality. And
right.
I'm not coming to you as a black apologist. That's never me, but I'm just going to use this as an example. You know, there's nobody in sight that's of color that you think can be in a championship picture. I don't see nobody in sight that's in a championship picture. But this company, they want to push this LGBT community agenda along with the equality agenda, and it's not really real. You know, it's bullcrap.
Oh yeah. You know, let's talk about that for a second. So AEW, when they first started, they said, this is where all the young people could come. This is where we're going to have so much diversity and all this other stuff. The only diversity I see is Nyla Rose. And now I don't even have respect for that fact, because at the end of the day, she is no better than the dude who was heckling her. So, I mean, you take people like Sonny Kiss. Whether he is the best or the worst, you signed him to a contract, but you only have him wrestle once or twice a month. Now, go ahead.
No, I'm getting excited because you preaching right now, man. If I was in church, I would say amen, because you – seriously, dog, seriously, bro, because – listen, Sonny Kiss will never – I shouldn't say never, but I don't see them taking him that serious to be a champion. I don't see them ever pushing him. You know, he's just a way to appease a certain community. That's what they're doing. They're trying to appease a certain community, but at the same time, they will never push Sonny Kiss into a championship-worthy spot, you know, because at the end of the day, as you say, that may mess up their bottom line by pushing somebody like Sonny Kiss. So I think that's fraudulent as well. I think they will never push him to that height. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Now, here's another thing that is upsetting me about AEW. And trust me, I want to make this show so R-rated right now, but I'm going to keep it PG-13. But every year since the inception of AEW, the championships have been around all of the elite or been around people who are really close friends behind the scenes with the elite.
Yeah.
Like you had Sammy Guevara, who hands down, I don't care what anyone says, way better championship material than Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes' hay time has passed him a long time ago. But because he's EVP, I'm going to go ahead and make myself the champion again and give it some legitimacy. No, you ain't giving it legitimacy. You're making a mockery out of professional wrestling by writing yourself into storylines to where you can win the championship. Where is the gall of let's make all the young talent our priority? You know what? All the young talent got pushed aside by all the WWE guys that are coming in, by all the returning has-beens.
Yep. And I said this a couple years ago, that they were full of crap because, you know what? They said we wanted to push the indie talent. We wanted to push up-and-comers and things of that nature. No, and they also said they were just a pro wrestling company. They're not pro wrestling. They're WWE 2.0. Let me just say this. They have dived into the sports entertainment aspect of things. So they can cut it with that bull crap. They're sports entertainment too. You know, but they want to push it down your throats like they're just pro wrestling, and that's a lie. And I agree with you about Cody Rhodes, you know. I feel like that he does them a disservice. So every 3 months, he becomes the TNT champion again. You lose it, then you become the TNT champion again. You know, if you do that, at least turn heel to put a little sauce on it. You know, he's not even turning heel with it, Josh. You know, he's still a babyface in his own head, in his own mind. He's still a babyface, and he's picking up these championship victories for the TNT championship when he should be doing it as a heel. You know, and it's. And another thing I want to bring up later, I want to talk about Brody Lee. But we can finish this, but I do want to talk about Brody Lee, the next topic, because there's some things that I've always been uncomfortable about with that, if we can dive into that.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's my thing about Cody Rhodes. When he was in WWE, the only reason he was actually remotely relevant was because of Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yep.
And now he's like, you know, I got let go from WWE, so let me go try my hand everywhere else. And, well, of course, if you got 100% control over your freaking storylines and stuff like that, and every company you join after, the main company, you're going to book yourself as a monster person. But I look at Cody Rhodes, he is the equivalent to a Barry Horowitz. A jobber that got over because fans liked them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's just truth. Now, one last thing I want to talk about AEW is Hook. First off, what the hell kind of name is Hook? I mean, you got Peter Pan. I get that. You know, they bring in Taz's son. This dude has two matches, and all of a sudden, he's the next big bad thing. Dude looks like a reject from Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yeah. Josh, you off the hook right now.
I mean, let's face it. All right, this dude comes out. He does three moves. He no-sells moves. I'm sitting there thinking, like, this kid, if he was in WWE, would not hold a candle to anybody, and that's including Drew Gulak.
Right.
Yeah, but yet he's the next Taz Mission suplex machine. No, he's not. Yeah. Done it over with that punk, too. I'm done with AEW.
Me, too. I was telling somebody the other day, and I had it on. I was watching it, but I fell asleep. And I know we talk about falling asleep while it's on, but it's just that bad, man. Like, and I'm not just talking to you from a hater standpoint. AEW is just that horrible where there's nothing about it that gets me excited. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. I don't even care about Kyle O'Reilly showing up there. You know, I mean, that's not exciting to me. Not yet. You know, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. But it's something that they're doing over there that I'm not happy about. You know, it doesn't get me excited. Some of my favorite people are over there, but it's not moving the needle whatsoever with me.
Yeah.
It's not moving the needle.
Yeah, and the thing is when I say they're bringing back has-beens, and I mean, let's talk CM Punk. This dude was at the height of his popularity in WWE. He took his ball and he went home because he didn't like the fact that he was getting pushed aside for all the part-timers. I get that, but you don't run away like a little kid crying because you can't be picked. Hey, this ain't dodgeball. This is professional sports, fool.
Then
he goes to UFC, he loses all his matches, but by a technicality, they let him win one, but he didn't even win it during the fight, he won it months later. I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, he was made a fool out of there. The dude lost to a Power Ranger, come on, man.
That I didn't know.
And then he,
I said, that I didn't know. I didn't know that he lost to a Power Ranger.
Yeah, one of the guys he fought used to be on one of those different versions of the Power Rangers, and he lost to this dude in like a minute and 90 seconds.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And then,
I think I remember that fight. Yep, I remember that fight.
Yeah, and then, you know, he's like, oh, I'm for, you know, helping the younger guys. If you're so for helping the younger guys, then why in the back scenes and in the background and behind the scenes and everything, you stay away from everybody and you
right.
only go to your locker room?
Hold on, Josh. Keep talking. Well, I got to turn my mic off.
Oh, yeah. CM Punk is just that, a punk. You know, everybody wants to come back. Everybody wants to do this. Everybody wants that. You know, everyone's like, oh, you know, he's back. Yeah, okay, if you're in Chicago, he's good. If you go any other state, they got to tune in the sound to make it sound like the whole audience is in on him. Just crazy. But I'm done with AEW. Over. Venito. Nada. No more. Yeah, but I don't know. I just... At the end of the day, if you want a true
we're going to bring in Dominic. He's with us, but I'm going to turn my mic back on mute.
Okay.
All right. Is that a hot cocoa right here? Me and him. We know that's the podcast. Yep.
What up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I know I'm late for the party. What are we talking about?
Oh, we dogging AEW and how they're hypocritical and stuff like that. Yeah, because the whole Nyla Rose thing. Because, see, that dude in the audience got kicked out because he had a sign that said Nyla Rose is this dude's dad. But, Khan had him kicked out of the audience and out of the building and everything for that sign. But yet, just a couple of weeks ago, Nyla Rose was on Twitter dogging some dude who's confined to a wheelchair. Making fun of him. So, yeah, that's hypocritical. That's BS.
Right.
Yeah. But there's the just love and how.
I haven't seen or heard about what you just brought to light. But, I mean, but other scenarios, yeah, I was going to agree. AEW is very hypocritical. And so... So, like, I've been preaching saying, whatever WWE don't want to do, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it better. Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, I don't know. Then I was talking about how I think Cody Rhodes' time has passed, and he should stop being champion, and he's degrading a championship instead of, you know, like, promoting it and stuff. I mean, it's just – I'm just done with AEW. I mean, I'm still going to keep track
Cody
because,
Rhodes,
you know, we got
When Cody Rhodes left WWE and you know, started AEW, his goal was to put put people over. He was never due what WWE did to him. You know, pretty much calling out Vince McMahon, Triple H, and whatnot. But so that it started, it looked like you're doing the same thing.
Uh huh.
That's, you know, it's like, people, will you guys wake up and just face it? Like, I understand if you anti-WWE, AEW support you. But if you're somewhat still got hopes, dreams, ambitions that WWE is going to overcome or get it right, or it's just another phase in the wrestling war promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh boy. AEW, what, Josh, how long do you say AEW, how long you say it's going to last still?
Well, at the rate they're going now, they'll be done 2 years, 3 years tops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if it was up to me, they'd be done tomorrow. But, I mean, it ain't up to me.
It's like, it's just, like Martin said, AEW doesn't do nothing for me. Like, they got a few superstars. You know, whatever they want to call them, wrestlers, superstars, performers, yada, yada, yada. You know, I fell off on the indie scene or just their true talent they're developing and pushing that, you know, okay, got some potential, but like I was telling my barber, everybody knows Lance Barber, years back we had debates. He thinks that, you know, everybody should leave that he's one of those true Vince guys that he needs to get rid of the Garganos. He's happy Adam Cole is gone. The Tommaso Ciampa's, the AJ Styles, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, for, you know, for AEW, get people like Braun Strowman and the Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley. But I keep telling him, but AEW is not trying to put over the big guys. We talked about it last night. Me, Southwest Cruz, Marquez. It's the little underdog. It's who they're trying to draw. So.
Yeah.
It's just AEW, man. It's that popular kid that wants that attention right now. That will do anything. That kid that's running for class president, that would do anything just to get popularity or points or the lead and saying we're winning. Don't drink
yep.
the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all
hey,
I
Hey, you know what
say.
AEW stands for, right?
What does it stand for?
Awfully Equipped Wrestling.
Say it again.
Awfully Equipped Wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, look. All right, let's face it. Who wants to see WCW 2.0? It's just like Scott Hall used to say, you're here to see WCW? No, we don't want to see that crap. We don't want everybody who's being let go from WWE to go over here. You push them, and then you let all your smaller guys, all your lesser-known guys be left in the dust. I mean, all right, you're guaranteeing contracts, again, kind of like how WCW did, to all these WWE guys that are being let go, and all your other guys. I mean, come on, let's face it, Brian Cage. I will go back to that dude every time we have a discussion about how they're not pushing talent. There's no way he should have been pushed to the background by anybody, just for the simple fact he came to AEW off the heels of probably one of the better Impact Championship runs I've seen. Because he didn't care who you were. He defended the title against Jordan Grace. I mean, he defended it against anybody and everybody who wanted a chance. He defended the title. But yet, you bring him to AEW, and now you just push him off to the side. I'm glad Sami Callihan stayed with Impact and didn't go to AEW. He would have been wishwash, just like every single person is when they go to AEW. They're just a lower graded. I'll put it like this. If I want T-bone steak, it's WWE. If I want Salisbury steak, it's AEW. End of story.
You hear this, man?
say that metaphor again, Josh.
I said if I want T-bone steak, it's WWE. If I want Salisbury steak, it's AEW.
Hey Dominic, okay. Dominic, Josh is trying to he's trying to get some heat, man. Like that's heat worthy stuff, man. Like,
hey, Brian, I'm a natural born hill.
I see. We gonna have to put that on Facebook, man. Like that's a great statement, man. That's a great statement and phrase.
Oh yeah.
But I want Dominic and Josh. I don't know how you guys feel about Brody Lee and the way AEW looks at him. And this is no disrespect to Brody Lee whatsoever. You know, unfortunately, he passed away. Was that last year or maybe a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
But I do feel as if AEW has exploited his death for their own personal gain. You know. Especially with his son. You know, I never liked the fact that his son has been paraded around AEW television the way he has been. You know, I think it's kind of, I think they're trying to use his son to draw people in. I've always felt that way. And that's one of the reasons that I'm not an AEW fan, because I felt like they used Brody Lee's death for their personal gain. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I did want to get that off my chest, because I think it's wrong. You know, I really do.
I'll let Dom go first.
All right, you guys got to bear with me. I'm kind of doing the show right now in my car driving on the road. Now this is the point. I know you guys are like. I mean, my opinion, and I know back to what we were saying, I know each promotion on certain topics, certain situations, they handle things different. Politics, you know, behind the scenes, et cetera, et cetera. I really don't think Martez, bro, they really trying to exploit Brody D. I find it very clever and interesting. You know, they somehow have his son using them. I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, I like that, you know, that they're just, you know, showing, you know, keeping Brody Lee alive, keep, you know, having his son, you know, somewhat a policy saying that, you know, that we that you know Brody Lee and whatever that we got him covered. His wife,
right.
His children, you know. Just hopefully they just keep up to it. You know, it don't go sour.
So do we do this for every kid that lose their dad that's a wrestler on AEW? That's one of my questions.
Yeah, that's what I said. I found it interesting. Like, if they're gonna do this, is AEW gonna have policies like this for anybody else who passed?
Right.
Who got loved ones like that?
I just think they're not as genuine as they come off. That's all I'm gonna say. Or authentic. I think they capitalized on this. Obviously, they're sad that he died. Don't get me wrong, but like they wanted to look like the hero in celebrating Brody Lee. Because at one point, WWE wasn't looking at well because they really didn't do anything for him. They did some kind of small video package on a WWE network. But during that time, AEW did everything right when it came to remembering and celebrating Brody Lee. And WWE didn't. So that was a way that I feel like they exploited that. Like, hey, you know, we look like the good guys in this. You know, let's go further with this. So it's so many different components with it. I might sound crazy. I might be delusional. You know, I might just be looking for something that's not really there. But that's been my thoughts for over a year now about the kid, about how they celebrate Brody. Heck, this past week, they call him the greatest TNT champion of all time. I understand you want to pay homage to him. He passed away and things of that nature. But how do we know he was the greatest TNT champion of all time when he only had the belt for a couple months and Cody Rhodes took it back?
And don't get me wrong, it's the belt just started. It just developed not too long. So how can he be? Yeah, that's just something another thing they're contradicting themselves on.
I mean, in this line of work, and I try not to be like this, I don't want us, I mean, this line of work, I hope we never be like this. You kind of got to stretch the truth, if you will, to gain people. You know, or you kind of got to do things to get people to draw in. Right? I never want to go too deep with that to where I lose who I am, if you guys get what I'm saying. I never want to fall into that crack to where I'm just lying about everything just to get you to listen to me or just to get you to watch me. And I think that's what AEW is doing.
Yeah. Well, here I go being the hill again. I 100% agree with Martez. Now, let me explain why. Let's take Eddie Guerrero. WWE, when he passed away, gave him 2 tribute shows and a Hall of Fame induction. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's all they needed to do. In a span of 6 months after his passing, AEW has given Brody Lee not one, not two, but 3 tribute shows months after, not like in the same week or anything like that, months after. They have paraded his son around just so they can garner a younger audience because, ooh, look, they're letting a kid be around the wrestlers. Yeah, that's why he's there.
Yep.
His wife... I mean, God rest his soul. The dude probably was one of the, you know, greatest people on God's green earth. I don't know. We don't know him. But the thing is how can you sit there and say that they're not exploiting this man's name by every single month they bring him back up or they bring his son out or they bring his wife out? I'm saying, you know, I'm over that.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior, he passed away. They gave him a Warrior Award. End of story. One time a year he gets celebrated, not 18,000 times in 5 months.
Yep. And let's face the fact, everybody's going to die. Wrestlers are going to die. Like old wrestlers, current wrestlers, they're going to die. You know, And I'm glad we're on the same page as this, because I wasn't just saying it just to be saying it. And Dominic has, I don't know if he got disconnected, but he's no longer with us. But hopefully he'll call back in. But it's just overkill at this point, you know. And the greatest way to get in people's hearts is to parade a kid around, is to parade that kid. And they are basically pimping that kid out. And I'm going to just keep it real. They pimping him out like he's a whore.
You took the words out of my mouth, brother.
Yep. Hey, keep shooting, Josh. Man. Keep shooting, man, because it's a hot topic today.
All right. Let's put it this way. All right, so Andre the Giant passed away, right?
Yeah.
Dude gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. It takes them almost 30 years to immortalize him with his own battle royal. And then on top of that, it's like 30 years later, this dude's finally getting the homage he deserves. This generation, last generation, don't even know who Andre the Giant is. They literally had to Google him or YouTube video search him or anything like that. And I'm sitting there thinking like, but I get it, because I knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brody Lee, I'm not going to lie, Brody Lee was a good wrestler. Greatest TNT champion? Yeah, no, not even close. Sorry. He held the title for 4 months, and he was sick and off TV for 3 of those 4 months. I'm sorry. God rest his soul. All due respect to him. But this is why I'm the heel. I'm sorry. But if you want to talk parading, if you want to talk, you know, like, all this just garbage that they're trying to shove down our throats. The most atrocious thing you can do is take the child of someone who has passed away and put him in front of an audience to where he literally doesn't even understand what's going on. He's young. He don't know why he's out there.
Right.
You know, they're just giving him a platform. They're saying, hey, we're going to show tribute to your dad. You want to go out there? That's exactly what they're doing, because that's just the kind of people they are.
And why does it have to be, like, why does the cameras have to see it? Why come they can't do it behind the scenes? You know, why do they have to just put him out there, you know?
You want to know something else that bothers me?
What's that?
And this is off of the Brody Lee thing for a minute. All right, so the Owen Hart Tribute Cup.
I was going to say that next. Well, go ahead.
My thing is wasn't Owen Hart's wife so against any wrestling, not just WWE, any wrestling, using his name, his likeness, or anything like that, ever again? But all of a sudden AEW comes along, can we use Owen Hart's name for tributes and all this other stuff? Do you know why? Because at the end of the day, and it's just like I always tell my younger nieces and nephews and stuff like that, the almighty dollar will make you do whatever they want you to do. So they are literally pimping out Owen Hart's name for money.
Absolutely. Like, they don't really care about Owen Hart. Like, for real. Like, what? They didn't just wake up and say, oh, let us honor Owen Hart, and yada, yada, yada. No. That's not true.
Oh, yeah.
Dominic is back. Dominic, did you want to jump back in? I know we lost you, brother.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm dabbling, driving, and it looked like I found a new follower into this movement. I hear everything, guys. I really don't have too much to add on to it, but yeah.
How about this? We can stay on this topic as well, but we can also interject another topic too. I think I bounced this off Dominic's head yesterday. That like AEW, they like to parade around talking about they kill NXT. They won the ratings war on NXT. I think the reason they were winning because AEW were the new kid on the block, and everybody wanted to tune in on Wednesday to see what they were all about. And I think that was the main reason they beat NXT week after week, because they were the new kid on the block, and NXT was a pretty seasoned at that time. Now, today, if we still had the old version of NXT and it was going up against AEW, I think it would be a much more it would be a greater contest, or more of an even contest than what it was before. So that's another thing. Like Chris Jericho, he every chance he gets, he's saying that we killed NXT, we made NXT move off Wednesday nights, which I highly disagree with. You know. So that's one of the things that really like irked me about AEW when it comes to that particular topic.
Well, here I go again being a hill. I'm going to say that a lot. But as the, you know, as Chris Jericho would say, if he ever listens to our show, he's never going to be the same again. Because here's the problem with what he said. He says they killed NXT. Okay, the demographic now is, back then when it was going head to head, the demographic was everyone was tuning in over there to see what it was. Then they were tuning in to the DVRs later on to watch NXT. So see, they were only winning in the live views, but now it has gone back. Now people are tuning in more into NXT, and they're DVRing AEW. So it kind of went back and forth. But for anyone in AEW to say that they killed NXT, it took WCW to draw the likes of Hogan, Hall, Nash. I mean, you name it, they drew it. Just to even remotely compete with WWE. Now, the problem that AEW has is, even though they're drawing all these people, who wants to see the Big Show wrestle anymore? The dude's had two hip replacements.
Right.
Who wants to hear Mark Henry's commentary, because he says the same stuff just in different ways? You know, and then who wants to see Chris Jericho's bloated self walking around, "I'm the king, baby"? No, you're not. You're a freaking slob who they're just pushing because you were the first person they pulled from WWE, other than Cody Rhodes. But the fact is I am done, you know, pandering to any AEW. AEW is a smite on professional wrestling. AEW is the dog crap on the bottom of my boot heel. Yes, AEW sucks so much, I would not be surprised one bit if WWE buys out AEW and then says, "You're all fired," because that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Now, where do we go from here? You know, now we didn't bash AEW to the ends of the earth.
Well, as much as I love bashing AEW, WWE is doing some things. They are doing things that I'm not 100% behind also.
Like what?
Like, they wanted to push this AJ Styles and Almost tag team because they wanted AJ Styles to kind of take Almost under his... How can you take someone who's, like, almost three times as tall as you under your wing? You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a match at Madison Square Garden that was so horrendous. They told Almost to go home yesterday before Monday Night Raw here in Detroit. And they told him, "We'll call you when we want you back."
Yep.
I'm like, if you have that little faith in this man, then let him go. He'll probably do great over in AEW. You know, I mean, it's like,
wait,
you're
wait,
wasting
are you
AJ Styles.
Wait. You say they let Almas? Are you saying they let Almas go?
No. They told him to go home yesterday. They told him a couple hours before Raw was going live that they didn't need him because they didn't like the way his match happened at Madison Square Garden. So they told him to go home, and that when they need him, they'll give him a call. Now here's the thing: don't be surprised if the next time they cut people, he is cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he won. Oh, go ahead.
No, my bad, y'all. I'll wait.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
I mean, just real quick, it's a developmental wave. Vince is starstruck. He gets he keeps that people he released that could have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
It always backfires. And to the point, what to Vince do when his project fell, he cut him.
And he blamed somebody else for it, too.
Huh?
And he blamed somebody else for his shortcomings.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. Only way to me to save Omos, I've been saying it, guys, and I will give the mic back to you, Josh, for Omos to join the Hurt Business. He should have been with the Hurt Business.
I think Omos with the Hurt Business would hurt the Hurt Business. I think Omos with the Hurt Business would have hurt the Hurt Business. I think they would have lost the legitimacy of what they had when it's just the four of them if they added Omos. For the simple fact, Omos is good for what? One thing, standing there and looking intimidating. You get him in the ring, the dude runs at like 5 miles an hour.
And that's the goal. That's the goal, Josh.
But,
stand there. They rushed him. They with throwing with AJ, they rushed him. Stand there and tip. Intimidate, go to the ring for you know, be the bodyguard. He kind of like the free bird to Shelton and Alexander, you know.
But
them pretty much Tweedledee and Tweedledum help them win matches, and then at times help be a muscle for Bobby until down the line, they start working him. They rushed him too. That's Vince in love with Meek and Paul, guys. They rushed him too. They rushed him too early. Okay, I'm done. Josh, carry it away.
Oh, no, it's Tom Martez.
Whoever.
No, I was just going to say that I'm not too keen on having Omos in the Hurt Business, only because it just seems like he doesn't fit what they're trying to do. And I'm not even talking about the wrestling. I think he would stand out too much. Hold on. I'm talking about Farce.
He fit. Where else does that big? Oh, I almost said. Where else does this big king and where else does he fit at?
Let me just say this, man.
I know. With Apollo Crews. That's the other person he should have been with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
But, okay. I calmed down.
It's too late now, man. You know, I'm done. I forgot what I was going to say. But, if this is the original way they did the Hurt Business, I don't think he should be in it because the Hurt Business, they were all about style. They were all about swagger, you know, dressing nice. And I don't think he would fit well with them. He's just too tall, you know, and him being too tall would throw them off, that group. You know, and
that's silly.
And why do they need a bodyguard when they got Bobby Lashley. Like, that doesn't, that don't, I don't
that
think
is
that
a very good point.
But Bobby yeah. is putting the work in. He is actually the one that is the champion. He's the CEO. He's putting
yeah.
the work in.
Yeah,
so
but the way they.
So on top of that, he's really, like I said, not really for Bobby at times. He's really for Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander to get them over, and maybe an MVP went back to single run, or if they would have added somebody else, like I was saying, Isaiah Swerve Scott before they, you know, before the hit roll came, you know, he fit.
Only way I think that would work, Dominic, is if Bobby Lashley leaves the Hurt Business.
No.
Agreed.
No, that's silly. You're being silly, guys.
You guys want to know who Omos reminds me of?
Who is that?
The Shockmaster from WCW. It was like a one-time off, and then he was just done because they messed up his whole entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But another thing that WWE is doing that I don't agree with is they are rushing the NXT talent to feuds with these. There's no way Grayson Waller should be already in a feud with AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. Just my opinion. And then on top of that, the way they turn AJ into a face again, I mean, you could have done it a better way than that than have him getting his butt kicked by his giant Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I see Omos, I think of a freaking Slim Jim commercial.
You said he looked like a Slim Jim.
No, I'm saying he looked like a Sasquatch from the Slim Jim commercial.
Oh, I said he looked like a Slim Jim. Before Slim Jim.
Yeah. But no, I am a true fan of WWE. I'm always going to be a fan of WWE. But if they continue to do shows like yesterday's, man, we're going to get a lot of sleep, brothers.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible. And it take me a lot to say that. The best thing about that was the last segment. And some people didn't like that. But, hey, that was the best. And I usually don't say Raw is bad, but that was a bad Raw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody I tune in to see is at home. So I'm like, oh, shit. Excuse my language. My bad.
No, you good. Come on, you good.
There goes our already. Rating.
No, that's going to happen.
No,
it,
yeah. Oh, yeah. But, no, I mean, let's face it. AEW is right now, or not AEW, WWE right now is in a rebuilding stage. You know, and if they got rid of Vince McMahon and his stooges and let the actual producers and stuff do stuff, we would have had a better Raw than what we had yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's COVID though. COVID's hit half of the producers. Yesterday they literally only had three producers. Yeah. And they're probably going to get fired now because, you know, they put on a crap show. But whatever.
Wow. I didn't know that, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, nah. It's, you know, I miss the old days of wrestling. You know, like, I miss the Stone Colds, the Rocks, the you know, Macho Mans, all of them. I mean, like, from the 80s all the way up to 2000 was the heyday of wrestling.
Right.
You know, once WWE brought out WCW, then they brought all their lesser known. I mean, come on, my first choice definitely would not have been Hugh Morris.
Say Hugh Morris?
Yeah. Yeah, he would not have been my first pick of WCW or Buff Bagwell or, I mean, all right, first off, Buff Bagwell was only good in WCW for one reason, because he was teamed with Big Papa Pump, who was in WCW good, but when he came to WWE, he was the watered-down, washed-up version of what he was in WCW.
That's true. just to let you know, gentlemen, we are going to cut it short at 60 minutes tonight. We got about 4 minutes to go in the show.
All right. Anything you guys want to talk about? I took most of the show. I apologize.
Oh, man. Nothing much, man. Nothing at all. Me, I'm just sitting back observing, you know, like the Thema Jed and Al show. Just put in my 2 cents to each topic. Good night.
Yeah, well, Dominic,
well,
I'm glad you're here.
Go ahead,
Joshua.
No. Sorry. Go. You go.
No, I'm done. That's all I was going to say.
Nope. Well, last week I had my own professional wrestling match up in my garage where I work at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it.
These homeless people, man. I mean, they keep coming in my garage, and I got fed up with it. They were all trying to hide in the third floor, and I went down there, caught them, and they caught themselves trying to be big and bad because they, had me outnumbered. Nope, didn't work. My wife was calling 911, but then she said, "You guys can take your time because my husband's taking care of the problem." And as she's saying that, I'm literally clotheslining one of the guys, and he's falling on his ass. Excuse my language.
Oh, wow.
And I had to drag these fools up 3 flights of stairs, man.
Whoa.
And fighting and pushing all the way up. And I definitely had to come home and take a shower because, they smell all high to hell, let me tell you. But at the end of the day, the police was asking me, is everything okay? I was like, hey, man. Don't ask me. See which one of them needs a hospital because I'm pretty sure I broke one of the jaws. Yeah. And sure enough, an ambulance came and took one of them to the hospital, and then the other two got arrested. I was like, hey, you trespass. You get your ass kicked. Excuse my language.
Man, what do you think about this,
John? You know, y'all, my dad's a tell you. You know, I know a thing or two about sex. We call that, ladies and gentlemen, that area Set It Off Park. Throughout all downtown, I think my name is my name, if I can say.
Well, if you call it Set It Off Park, I'm going out like Queen Latifah, like a true G. Trust me on that one.
Yeah. My chance to tell you so many stories at Campus Martius, man, I think Martez one time pooped his pants. So kind of scared for me.
Oh, yeah.
That he didn't realize it was in me.
Yeah. I didn't. I mean, I know it's in everybody, but I didn't. But at the same time, I underestimated Dominic, and he snapped on somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, and the funny thing is we don't work far too far from each other. Y'all at Campus Martius, and I'm right there at Grand Circus. I mean, we between the two sites, we're getting the worst of everything that is downtown Detroit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, Josh,
you know, I'm all throughout downtown, and it's like, bro, I'm always willing to pull up on you. As that little boy said, pull up on me. and have to bring some order and peace to downtown Detroit when our DPD, man and female don't want to. So, yeah, man.
I told my manager, I said, look.
No, finish up, Josh. Go ahead, man.
And I told my manager, I said, look, you want me to do security work? You pay me security money. If not, then you can start leaving your ass down here.
Mm-hmm. Man, this has been a funny show. That's good. All right, on that note, we want to thank Dominic. We want to thank Josh. We want to thank Kayvon.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Josh, have you ever seen a TLC match down at Grand Circuit?
Oh, man, I've seen Hell in a Cell, TLCs. I've seen fools having lighter matches. What you talking about?
Oh, man, you ain't seen the Dice Battle Royale match.
No, but you want to know what I did see, though, real quick?
What?
Blew my mind. Homeless dude goes in, earlier this summer, homeless dude goes into the fountain. Lady walks up, gives him a bar of soap, and this dude right in the middle of daylight, just taking a full-on bath and everything. Cops come and arrest his naked self, and he's like, oh, let me get my clothes. I'm like, oh, no, you don't get your clothes. You were born bare-ass, you're going to jail bare-ass.
Oh, no, that's nothing new, Josh. That's not, oh, man. That's nothing new, yeah. The drunks and the addicts bathing. I didn't see them put dish detergent, soap powder in there. I didn't see people get mad at us if we tell them the rules of the park. They throw the chairs in there. People, the addicts so high that they think they had a 5-star resort and uses the fountain as a swimmer pool. Everybody, Martez, to tell you, this one individual addict that I have to go into the fountain, we have to chase our security. Yeah, man, I got so many stories of him out of the way. I have to go in the fountain and pull him out from campus marches to both Grand Circus, East and West. Like, I mean, I just saw gang fights, shootouts, cat fights. Oh, at nighttime when Annex is open, the lingerie fights. I just seen everything. I got you outnumbered. Next show, we're going to talk about it, but I could tell you so many fights down there at Grand Circus, Josh. You're going to be like, what?
Sure. You're going to have to school me on the knowledge of Grand Circus.
All you do is just sit back, grab you a nice cold pop, get some refreshments, maybe a little taste, and it's must-see TV.
I can guarantee you one thing, though. Anything I see at Grand Circus is going to be 10 times better than what I see at AEW.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Got your eyes across your teeth. I have to eat myself for us to see. Yep. Yep.
All right. Yeah, it's been a crazy show.
All right. Am I? Is the close clear? Can we go now?
You good for me?
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Grand Circus Park, aka Set It Off Park. Close off
now,
the show.
What we need to do? What y'all need to do is let's book an interview with some of these guys. That would be kind of cool. Forget these.
I got you. I got like 5 of them.
Oh, we're going to be on gangland.
We're going to be on America's Most Wanted. What you talking about? Unsolved Mysteries.
We're going to be on everything. We're going to be on the 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news. World Stars, Gangland.
I don't think it was clear yet.
Yahoo Explorer? We're going to be everywhere. We're going to be like Titus O'Neil. We're going to be worldwide.
All right, Martez, go ahead and close us up.
Deuces.
You know what? I'm afraid to close us up because I don't think we're going to close. So what I'm going to do is say, you know, actually, this show isn't
close.
Ending. All right, close up, Josh. I mean, close up, Dominic.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen, Russell Talking to D fans, boys, girls, children of all ages, this has been another exciting show for myself, the host, Martez, Josh, Big J, J-Dog, J-Rock, Get Jiggy With It. Please stay tuned. Thank you guys for tuning in. And please, please subscribe and listen in and stay posted because we are going to give you that special show down at Set It Off Park. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another wonderful show. Good night. Peace.
All right.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.